It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So Michigan's Attorney General's office is very busy right now. The state's position on juvenile life sentences is being questioned before the Michigan Supreme Court. The state's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage and civil unions is being challenged in federal court. At the same time, the rights of pensioners is being sorted out as Detroit continues to go through bankruptcy. Bill Schuette, Michigan's Attorney General, has been front, center, and very vocal in these cases. Susan, for instance, in the same-sex marriage case, Schuette is instructing county clerks not to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, even if the court rules that the law is unconstitutional. Is this degree of activism unexpected from a state attorney general?
You know, I think that attorneys general in the state have often taken, you know, some very strong stances. Frank Kelly was synonymous with the position for decades. And many of his decisions live on and are very well known. I think that Schuette's particular positions on these issues don't come as a surprise. He's a very strong conservative, and especially on social issues like the gay marriage issue. And, you know, he has also taken part in a lot of national lawsuits. So I think that Bill Schuette takes bold positions, and most people expect him to.
Ken, the attorney general is an elected official. We vote for that office with either an R or a D by the name. But it seems that Bill Schuette really positions himself very firmly to the right. How much of his positioning is about the law, and how much of it is about politics?
Bill Schuette's being true to himself. He's always been a conservative. When he was in the state Senate, when he was in the U.S. Congress, you know, he really never apologized and never made any bones about it. So I think what you see is what you get. He's being pretty consistent over time. I do think it's also true that he's got his eye on the future. And there's kind of a tried and true way to win Republican primaries and to get nominations at a statewide convention, and that is you never let anybody get to the right of you. But that's not inconsistent with what his philosophy has been for a long period of time.
So, Ken, if we accept the premise that Bill Schuette is positioning himself for potentially governor of the state of Michigan, do people in his party see him as a leader?
Oh, no question that Republicans see him as a leader. I think the issue is going to be whether this kind of historically tried and true path to a Republican nomination, which is, like I said, never let anybody get to the right of you, whether that continues to work. It doesn't always work. For example, in 2010, the primary for governor, Rick Snyder, who was not really the most conservative candidate, emerged as the nominee because you had more than one conservative candidate divide that vote up. So it's not always true that that's the path to political success for Republicans in a primary. But I think the fundamental sort of bottom line here is Bill Schuette is just being true to himself. And you can say, well, that's good politics or whatever, but this isn't any different Bill Schuette than who served in the U.S. Senate or the U.S. Congress.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.